From our world headquarters in New York, good morning, everyone. Bloomberg Surveillance. We're brought to you by Prestige Land Rover, located in Paramus, New Jersey. She never stops working. Jackie Toplitzky with us from Prudential Douglas Elliman. Took the Gulfstream in from the Hamptons this morning to be with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were in the Hamptons. Seriously, what did you learn about May going into June with the Hamptons real estate?
A lot of people looking, a lot of people renting. The restaurants last weekend, even before Memorial Day weekend, were completely packed. It was difficult to get a reservation. So everybody is very optimistic out there.
And you handed me this Wall Street Journal headline, strong markets pump up home sales. Good to have you here with optimism. Jonathan Miller and Miller Samuel here with his usual dose of gloom. Gloom guy, would you talk to Jackie and let's mate here the optimism and the gloom of Jonathan Miller. Go ahead.
Well, I first of all, I take issue with that commentary.
That's true.
About me.
Well, but, so does everyone else. Get in line.
But one of the things, Jackie, that I was wondering is, have you seen a leveling off of actual contract activity out on the East End, or are you sensing we're continuing to see a growing, continued frenzy of activity?
Well, I see activity still going strong, and there are still people that are going to rent over the summer, look to buy, because they know that prices went down, and a lot of people that have been renting for many years know that this is the time to buy. So we might even see activity going into September, because as you know, people go out there over the summer, they rent, they look, they don't necessarily buy over the summer, and then come September, October, they buy.
Are you seeing an increase in activity at the high end of the market? That's something I noticed in the beginning of the year. Is that continuing, the big trophy properties that were moving beginning in January and February?
I see interest, and I see the ocean front, which is usually very hard to come by. People definitely trying to get into the game and buy them.
Well, if you haven't rented out there by now, you're too late for this season, right? Or not? Or is it weak enough so you're not too late?
You are not too late. You still have opportunities out there. And one of the things that we are seeing last year, last summer, you had people renting for shorter period of times. And now people are renting for the whole season. And you can still rent even by the week, which was, you know, very abnormal for the Hamptons.
Or even by the week. Well, you were mentioning the pattern of, rent for a few years and then buy. Isn't there also a pattern of rent in the Hamptons for a few years, realize you can't afford to buy, so you buy somewhere else for a second home?
Well, I think that now the Hamptons, if you think about it, you have a lot of options. It's not only the trophy properties. Everybody thinks about, the 10 million and above. But you can actually buy what I call affordable housing in the Hamptons. You can even buy stuff for, under $1 million if you go to Hamptons Bays. So you can still say that you bought something in the Hamptons.
Well, that's true, Jackie. I mean, the median price in the Hamptons is hovering around $800,000, which is on par with Manhattan, and we know how affordable Manhattan is, right?
Which is not very.
Jackie, what's the dynamic for those that aren't going to pony up with a starter home for $700,000 out in the Hamptons for 3 weeks in the summer? The getting there, is it better the same? I don't know, you don't want to talk about this, but you do have to, the getting there, you've got your own Gulfstream to get there, fine, most of us don't. Give us an update. What's the getting there like?
The getting there is the same, unfortunately. No new highways and no new roads have been built. So basically, you have to know the secrets. You have to know the back roads, and you have to know also the off-peak travel time, and you have to time yourself according to that.
And you have to have a helicopter.
You have to have a helicopter is what she's saying.
Like, Jackie and Jonathan, Tom doesn't get out of Manhattan very often. When he does, it tends to be like on
Air
France.
Do you know that we're off Monday?
Yes.
We're off Monday.
A day off, Tom. Anyway, we did our show for Monticello earlier this week, and Tom was astounded to find that you go part of the way across northern New Jersey and hang a right, and pretty soon you're in a vast area that's just trees. there's not very much there. That has to be, the Catskills, if you're looking for a second home out of New York, that has to be the cheapest.
Or the Berkshires, area, right? Or the Poconos, you can buy things for $50,000. Mm. I mean, the problem is trying to sell it after you've bought it.
Jackie, since we got you here, tell us about Manhattan, your view, all the listings. You can see them, folks, Prudential, Douglas Elliman, with Jackie Toplitzky. Tell us about the pulse of Manhattan right now that you see.
Activity is definitely brisk. We have more contracts being signed. People are still trying to get them at a good price. A lot of sensitivity about price. So if you are price right, it sells. If you miss the mark, it doesn't sell.
A broker translation, one of your colleagues has a scrumptious cottage for listing out in the Hamptons. Would you please define scrumptious in real estate talk? What does scrumptious mean?
Something that needs TLC.
Yeah.
A lot of love and tender.
You learn how to decipher, right? Convenient to transportation means it's right on a freeway and so on and so forth. You know, Jackie, one thing that's really changed here in New York over the past few years is the pattern used to be you move to the city when you're single, you get married, you have a child, and you move out to the suburbs. And that's still happening, but not to the extent it used to. And there, one of the papers had an article the other day about people who had a child, bought an apartment across the street from one of the better public schools, and then found out the kid couldn't get into that school, a public school. How has that changed the dynamic of Manhattan real estate?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I can tell you I am a mom myself, and I live in the city. And I have seen this trend over the last 10 years. Clear trend.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to stay in the city. As working parents, it's very easy to raise children in the city because you can be anywhere in 5 minutes. If your kid is sick, if your kid needs, you know, for you to be in school. That's
well, unless
one.
You have to go across town, but that's a whole other story.
Then the other thing is that a lot of people, what they are doing is they need more space. So they are buying the apartment next door, they're buying the apartment upstairs in order to create more space for their families. Now, because their friends are also staying in the city, so everybody ends up basically staying here. It's just a more pragmatic way of life. The other thing, by the way, that I have seen is some people still trying the suburbia life. They sell here, they go to the suburbs, and then I get the phone call from the wife. I'm miserable, I'm lonely, my husband only sees the kids at, like, you know, the weekend. I want to come back to the city.
And on that note, we'll leave it with Jackie Tablitsky. Miserable and lonely, like any good realtor, she brought in the headlines from the Journal. I'm shocked. Strong markets pump up home sales. Never a dull moment. Jackie, thank you so much for coming in and giving us perspective on the Hamptons. Jonathan Miller will continue with us with Miller Samuel. Lots going on besides going to Chris Wallace here in a bit. The tape, Ken, I don't know if anybody's working today, even in London where they're getting ready for their longer spring weekend, but we'll do a data check. It's brought to you by Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. Oil, one of the stories, call it $7 move off the gloom of a few days ago, $75.26 per barrel, up 71 cents. Gold, 12.13 per ounce, up a stick. 2-year yield, 0.84. 10-year yield, 3.33%. The curve quietly has steepened in the last 24 hours. 249 beeps. It was 239.023 days ago. So a little bit steeper yield curve. And Ken, futures up 5. Dow futures up 34.
Other news this morning, BP resumed pumping thousands of barrels of mud into that damaged oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. In Washington, a House vote planned today on legislation to extend unemployment insurance, restore some tax breaks, and raise taxes on buyout fund managers. In sports, Mets complete a 3-game shutout sweep of the Phillies. Yankees lose. Lakers beat the Suns at the buzzer. They lead that series 3-2. And we have reports that Ford Motor Company is going to send Mercury the way of Oldsmobile Pontiac Plymouth. You're just going to discontinue it.
What took so long, I guess, is my bait. With all the trauma that's out there, you just wonder what took so long. Chris Wallace coming up, Fox News Sunday, and then an important interview with Lachman Achuthan with Jonathan Miller. It's Bloomberg Surveillance.